Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. Coda riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist Coda customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at coda.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Okay, we're here on RIP Jordan Jensen with Ranan Hirschberg, also known as Ranan Hirschberg.
Ranan Hirschberg?
Ranan Hirschberg. A Ranan sentence.
Yep, never heard of that. How's it going?
You didn't know I had a dog.
I knew you had a dog. I'd never seen it. But I do want to say something about this dog. I feel like this dog, she's really adorable. And I think she's perfect for your persona. Because you're kind of like the new diva female comic who's kind of like a crazy bitch who has like a dog, you know,
bitch.
Who has those like little dogs they bring, you know, the Whitney Cummings, they bring a dog onto the plane.
Does Whitney bring a dog onto the plane?
I'm sure she would if she could, you know what I mean? Like, just, you know what I mean? The emotion, the diva female, the Liza Schlesingers, you know what I mean? I'm a cunt and here's my little Pomeranian, you know? But so it's a diva dog in its size.
Yeah.
But then it's like you in that it's like looks like a coyote. It's feral.
Yeah.
It feels like a lesbian person's dog. So it captures the diva prima donna thing of a small dog mixed with the feral, bipolar, ready to fight any time.
That's exactly why I got her.
So it is, congratulations on getting a perfect dog to suit your
isn't it great? She rides in first class.
Your personality, of course. You probably don't have an actual like
she's certified.
Oh, she's certified. Okay,
but it was a scam.
And there's no way you did that legally.
And sometimes she poops right in the airport.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have? Do you pick it up?
Yeah.
She poops in the airport?
Sometimes when she knows she has a long flight coming and she didn't get it all out.
That alone should make bringing dogs onto planes illegal. Like, the idea of a dog shitting in the airport should be the end of people bringing dogs.
My life was bad.
Uh-huh.
Being on the road every weekend and not having...
Of course. Lonely female crazy diva.
Yeah. Being on the road every weekend, going through a breakup every week, I just wanted something...
But to be fair, with the same person.
That was going to love me.
So there was some stability in it. And in a sense, getting broken up over and over again is... your stability.
It is, yeah.
If you weren't happening, that would be the destabilizing factor.
That's what Alan says.
We have the same therapist.
What day do you go?
I went yesterday. I go Wednesday every other day, every other week. I can't go every week.
Sometimes he falls asleep.
What? During it? No. Really?
Yeah. To Sagalo, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to...
What time do you go?
I don't want to make you feel bad. Like, you know, like the show is good for me, not for you, but he's never fallen asleep with me.
He's never gone like
this? No. I mean, maybe I'm not paying attention, but like...
Yeah, you don't pay attention. You're talking
about
yourself.
No, he's pretty up, but he's early. Well, yeah, I'm talking about myself in therapy. Is that wrong?
Well, you know what I mean.
You're fucking in therapy, just making it all about you.
You are. I'm searching his face.
You self-centered person.
I'm searching his face to see how he feels about me.
Oh, well, I mean, that's also self-centered. That's the same thing.
Totally.
That was what Alan would say, you have lack of boundaries, which I always thought of lack of boundaries meaning, like, I let people walk all over me. But when Alan says it, he talks about how, like, we don't have a clear divide between us and other people. So even in that moment when you think you're thinking of Alan, you're really thinking about what you think Alan's thinking about you, which is really just you.
What would it look like to have a clear divide?
I guess you can't have a fully clear divide ever, but we're chained a little to our solipsistic nature. But like on some level, I guess it would be instead of letting yourself project what you think he's thinking, you're actually like being open to what he says and taking him for who he is, not for what you think he might be thinking. You know?
Yes.
You know, more of
like. But back to the important part. You never see him go like this?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm pretty.
Sagalow says he does.
Really?
Yeah.
And you, huh? Well, I mean, look, no offense, but every week you're going in about breaking up with him. So it's like, he's going to get, it's like watching the same episode over and over and over. It's like when I watch 30 Rock at night, I watch the same episode and go to sleep.
You say the same thing.
No, I got new shit.
What is your new shit?
I have new stuff. I have, I don't know. I'm not, I mean, I'm.
A drug addict?
I'm in a relationship. So it's like, I don't know, new stuff there.
New problems come up?
Yeah, of course.
There's just always problems forever?
Yeah.
How's it going with it?
It's good. It's going really well.
Really?
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
You buckled in. You were like, I'm doing this.
Yeah. Yes, I buckled in. And it's going well. I think it's great. Yeah. You know, it takes me a while to, like, you know, I'm obviously like afraid of relationships. So, you know, coming into this is like my first like really serious relationship. So obviously I have a lot of, you know, demons that come up and fear of commitment and all that shit. But, you know, I'm working through it. It's been really good.
Why do you have a fear of commitment? What? How do you
what
have...
What is this podcast about, by the way? Is there a theme?
How do you have both? It's about not...
He's falling asleep. She's pulling an Allen. She's asleep
she's
to me talking.
She's a snoozy dog.
Wake up and hear my problems. Wait, can I promote my special? I keep on forgetting.
Oh, my God.
Wait, you gotta do it at the beginning.
Okay,
they're
go
gonna
ahead.
Turn off at this
go
point.
Ahead.
They're gonna be like, Jordan, talk about her relationship again.
Go.
No. I have a special. Vouch that I'm a great comedian.
He's really good.
The special's already out. You can watch it now. You can watch it now on YouTube. It's called Brave. Go on YouTube.
What joke is affiliated with the word brave?
The body positivity.
Oh,
like,
gotcha.
It's not brave when hot people are proud of their body. It's brave when I'm proud of my body.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I actually struggled with the title. Originally, I was going to call it, so it's out now. Originally, I was going to call it Fat Lispy Jew. And Perlman really liked that. And he was like, you should call it Fat Lispy Jew.
Fat Lispy Jew.
And I liked it. And I
talk
about
much.
I talk about mean YouTube comments. But then I realized when I go on podcasts to promote, I'm just going to feel like insulted all the time. You know what I mean? It's going
to
like.
Well, it's also just hard for you to say the word lispy because of your lispy.
That's a joke of mine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I posted that joke and someone was like, that's a Dave Sedaris joke. And I'm like, I'm sorry I haven't read all of Dave Sedaris or Mark Twain in my.
That's so funny. Does David Sedaris have a lisp?
Yeah, he does. But it's like, it's just funny to be like, assume I would know.
It's
like, I have read Dave Sedaris, but it's just funny to assume. Like, I get saying comedy, like, that's a.
Yeah.
It's just funny to be like, that's a Jonathan Swift joke. It's just like, just assume I've, like, you know. But anyway, so.
David Sedaris doesn't have a lisp nearly as bad as you. Yours is bad.
His is way worse. Are you fucking
David
retarded?
David Sedaris? Yeah. I've heard him talk.
He has a really bad lisp.
6 to 8 black men. No.
It is a gay lisp.
It's a gay lisp.
I don't have a gay. I have a straight lisp.
You have a straight up lisp. You got a straight
gay
up lisp.
Gay lisps are more. He's
you
like,
got a
he,
Joe lisp.
He sounds like Truman Capote.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny, I guess.
Joe lisp.
Well, Mark, Mike Lawrence met me. He called me Schindler's Lisp, which is pretty
funny. That's great.
Yeah, so,
Schindler's Lisp would have been a good name for it.
Title,
Brave is good. I like basic titles.
Well, yeah, Brave, you know, I've seen some specials called, like, You're So Brave and shit. But I'm like, fuck that shit. One word title, you know?
Yeah.
And
mine is going to be Bad Woman or Don't Die.
Don't Die or Bad Woman?
Yeah.
I like Don't Die.
Yes, but it's all about how being a woman is bad. But the last line of it is don't die.
Yeah. The truth is it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Unless you're doing like a solo show, it really is. That's why titles for hours are the most difficult because they're arbitrary on some level.
Yeah.
And even whatever reason you think is so arbitrary. Like with a solo show, there really is like a concept titles really do matter.
Yeah, but they stick in your brain. I mean, like I remember Hilarious and Chewed Up. I remember those titles more.
No, it's you remember them because of specials. The special being good makes you remember the title. It's not the other way around.
Really?
First of all, Hilarious is like kind of an obnoxious name for a title, isn't it? If I were to be like, I'm calling my special
Hilarious.
Well,
what are the other names? Live at the Beacon.
Yeah, he's not great at names. Chewed Up is great.
Chewed Up, Live at the
Beacon.
But
he has one word a lot, which I think is good.
Desiree, Brendan Ayers special. I always remember that. Because there's a woman in the audience named Desiree.
Oh, right. Yeah, I mean, sometimes you remember.
Raw.
Yeah, but that doesn't, but like, I think it's you're remembering the special, then the title.
You think?
Yeah. Though I do think one word, there is something about one word titles that I like. Like for some, like I have seen specials called like You're So Brave, and I'm like, that's a little too obvious. You know what I mean? It's too obvious that it's being sarcastic.
Yeah.
Like Brave is me being sarcastic, but it's a little more, I don't know, not in your face. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You have to dig for it a little.
And I don't, for me, the title means, which is not like evident, but for me, I like the title because outside of the joke, it's not about being, like I do a lot of jokes that are like, you know, making fun of both sides. Kind of like your traditional, what a joke should be.
Yeah.
Taking a, in my opinion, taking like a hot button issue and trying to like make fun of both sides and not really be ideological. And a lot of times I'll post those jokes and someone will message, oh, so brave, not taking a stand. Which I do think is funny because it's like, yeah, that's what I look for in a comedian, fucking heroism. It's like,
right.
That's not funny.
That's what I've been talking about with the
I'm
whole...
I'm a coward. That's what's funny.
Israeli stuff going on now. Whenever I bring it up, I'm like, which side are you guys on? And, you know, and people laugh. And then I'm like, I cannot be a person who chooses a side. That
no
would
one
be
should
insane.
Be on a side.
It's an ancient, ancient war. And I'm going to step in and be like, well,
of
actually...
Course not. Yeah. Someone messaged me. They're like, are you going to take a stance on this genocide?
And crazy.
I wanted to be like... Let me guess which side you want me to take a stance on. Mm. I'm a centrist, you know what I mean? But I can't, like...
I'm nothing. I'm just Jordan trying to live my life.
Yeah. Oh, people are crazy on both sides. But my sign, like, if I did a protest, it would be, like, the sign would just say, it's not genocide. It's definitely a couple war crimes in there.
Right.
But that's not as sexy as a sign, you know what I mean? Or, like... Israel's doing enough horrible shit. We don't have to make up stuff on top of that. You know what I mean?
I know. That's how nuanced it is. That is, the sign would have to have excerpts. It would have to have footnotes.
I know. Yeah.
It's crazy.
It would.
You'd have to be like, occupation
really...
of Gaza to begin with, super whack.
Yeah.
Totally get people being mad. But at the same time,
right.
They're
terrorism.
Not letting their civilians into the tunnels. What's that about? You know?
Right. It's a.
It would be a funny sign. We should make a meme of that.
I was telling my friend called. She wanted to like. My friend's wife wanted to talk about Israel. She's like a Jewish convert, and she just wanted to like talk about it because she felt like, I don't know, she feels like there's a lot of anti-Semitism. And I don't know, I think at the end of the day, Israel is a paradox, a huge paradox. And that's why we spent so long not ever talking about it, because it's a huge paradox. And now, of course, we're talking about it. But once you open the paradox, everyone just goes insane because it's a paradox. You know what I mean?
It is a paradox. You mean the
everything,
like,
the two narratives.
I'm going to kick you out of my country. You're not wanted. Set up this place. Palestine gets shoved over.
Yeah, Israel being a huge force compared to Gaza, but also surrounded by Arab countries. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so also like the one, you know what I mean? So like it's just a paradox in many ways. And there's enough. I mean, I think this war should not have happened. That being said, but there's enough information to go around for everyone to prove their point.
Yes, totally. That's exactly what it is. There is enough information. Everybody has a stance.
Yeah.
Because you can draw from so many things.
There's enough, all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, I do think that it feels like last night I got like two texts from people being manic and spinning out.
Yeah.
Like one was like a novel and it was like out of control, and then another one was like it was just a crazy person. 2 a.m.
Which one was Ian?
Neither one was Ian.
Wow, that's crazy.
You can believe it. I know. No, that's the thing, is it's not people I'm really close to. Like if you sent me a novel in the middle of the night, I'd be like, oh,
I
yeah.
have a guess of who it might be, but I'll
you don't
you
know
after.
You don't know them.
I don't know them at all.
You don't know them at all.
Okay.
It's like two non-comics, dude.
Oh, right.
And the thing that's weird is
the
like
the fact that they go to you for help is a rock bottom that I couldn't.
But I
even
think
like.
People are starting to lose their fucking minds.
That's like calling suicide hotline and the Joker answers.
Yeah, totally.
About Israel, you mean?
No, just mania, just freaking
out. No, people are going insane.
I think people are going insane, and I think it feels good to have something to hold on to fight for, because everybody is.
Yeah, well, everyone wants in life is meaning. That's what they want more than anything. They just want to feel like they have some kind of meaning. So however you can go about doing that, you know what I mean? And
well, and people just decided that their new meaning was going to be their individuality versus their family, versus having a family and right. making their kids happy. Now it's right. like me as a person, I am the meaning.
Right.
As
which
like
is never a good
enterprise.
Idea.
Yeah. It's not a good idea.
You're just in a desert of your own narcissism.
Right. And you create it so all of these eyes are on you when you're not prepared for it.
I don't want to talk about Israel the whole time, but like I did see someone post, I'm quitting comedy. I've been doing it for 15 years or like 10 years, and it just doesn't mean anything to me anymore. And it was a long speech. And I'm like, first of all, remind me of the Bargatze joke where it's like, you don't have to tell people you quit comedy. But at the end, he goes,
wait, there's a Bargatze joke?
Yeah, like I was thinking of quitting comedy, but like I'm not big enough to, like, there's no one
I can
talk
gotcha,
to.
Oh, yeah, gotcha, yeah.
But then at the end, this is when he was a lot not as big, but then at the end of the post, he goes, and anyway, how can anyone find anything funny to say during this Gaza thing? And I'm like, so you're blaming Jews on you quitting comedy now? Really?
Also,
that's how bad it's gotten that we're to blame.
It's so easy that I can
comedy.
Make something funny out of you saying this.
Of course. Yeah. Exactly. I just did it. Yeah. I just think that's like so lame. And it's like, it's just like, and once again, trying to find meaning and trying to like be like, their meaning is in the meaning. Like, I can't because I'm wrapped up. But it's like, you could, I mean, first of all, like, I've seen so many people do, like, how can you do comedy during a genocide? And I'm like, I don't know. Paul Reiser did a lot of jokes during the Rwandan genocide. I didn't see anyone being like, that's not, you can't do it.
Yeah.
Like, there's been more than one genocide. The world's always been shit. If you don't fucking use that, there's nothing
it's
you can't
so weird.
Do comedy about. We already, first of all, the Holocaust already happened. So we're in the shadow of that.
Yeah.
So, like, if you can do comedy after the Holocaust, you can do comedy after anything. So shut the
it's
fuck up.
It's also like I've done comedy the day that my friend died. You know what
right.
I mean? Like we are able that there's a compartmentalization that happens.
I'm so dehydrated that whenever I drink water, my body's like, emergency, emergency. Like I didn't realize. My body's like,
oh my God, that's not good. Yeah, I mean, I think.
Like every time I drink a can of this, I could drink it all in one.
But people are becoming insufferable.
Yeah, well, social media has made everyone go crazy. But you know what I say? I say one must prioritize. Our brains are evolved for a tribe around us. This is the real world. This. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm not saying you can't care about other stuff, but you have to prioritize your own experiences. List recently, I mean, it's not my story to tell, but he was drinking a cup of Starbucks. A Starbucks cup. Not in Starbucks, somewhere else. And a woman in a hijab came up to him and goes, hope you enjoy your cup of genocide. Fuck Starbucks and fuck Israel or fuck genocide. I think she said fuck genocide.
Another great special
like,
name.
How brave. Fuck genocide. Yeah. I'm just fuck against
death.
Genocide.
Yeah.
And then she stormed out. And I think that's a perfect example of someone being rude to someone real in their life for something else, which A, is not really even about the other thing. It's about their own sense of moral purity, which is an illusion. Starbucks is not has anything to do with this fucking thing. They don't even have stores in Israel. It's your own illusion of moral purity. But you're prioritizing
every college
that.
Gives money for weapons.
Yeah,
to Israel.
You're we're all. You can't. Moral purity is one of the most dangerous things to try to achieve.
Yeah.
It's not possible.
It is possible in your own zeitgeist. That's the only place it's possible.
What do you mean?
It's just being kind to people around you. That's the only way it's possible. And to try and. Yeah, give up that for there is completely
confused
ridiculous.
Because that word was misused. But like,
what was?
Zeitgeist?
In your zeitgeist?
Well, that's like your time, like the era. But like, in your like
personal realm. Oh, okay.
Realm.
In your
personal realm? Your
in your, no, not demographic. In your milieu.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know. Maybe zeitgeist is right. It seemed, but anyway.
It's in the zeitgeist. I don't think it's right.
Yeah, it's not. But yeah, you have to look at the world around you and prioritize that. I mean, like, so that woman was being rude to someone in her life for her own sense of, like, moral purity, right? So it's like, and we all have blood on our hands. You can't stop it. You can't. You look up places to boycott Israel, you're probably using a search engine created by Israel. Like, it's just impossible. You know
right,
what I mean?
But I could imagine the person sitting at home and being like, dude, I don't even get, like, if you know that Starbucks is just, like, hand-delivering weapons to kill people, how could you just, like, walk through the doors? I can't even picture it. Like, people's scope of what they feel is so different when they're in that world. Like they're like I was looking
right,
at.
Yeah, everyone creates their own reality.
Have you seen that thing? I didn't believe. I don't know how I feel about this, but there was like this conservative versus liberal map, and the middle of it was like huge, was like red on the conservatives, and then it would taper off, and the red was like family, your immediate. You know, immediate friends in your yes. life, tradition, and then the liberals is like really faint in the tradition and families.
There's
and
a great
gets...
book about that by Jonathan Haidt. God, what's it called? It's what the book is called, but it's about the different moral values conservatives and liberals prioritize.
Yeah,
and it really was showing that there's just different sensitivities. Like conservatives, not now. I mean, now any actual Republican from the past is just. Absorbed into the Democratic Party. MAG is just a bunch of fascist thugs. Yeah. But back in the day, Republicans were conservative, valued tradition, valued sanctity, valued family. You know what I mean? And they valued justice and equality, but not as much as tradition and family. While liberals would value way more
social
justice, yeah. You know, equality. But it wasn't one was wrong and one was right.
Right.
It was just that our brains are... Through cultural and, you know, whatever evolution, our brains were designed to have more sympathetic response or a more visceral reaction to one of those values being desecrated over the other. You know what I mean?
I just do think one is slightly unnatural. I do think, I'm not conservative, but I do think that it is more natural to tend to your family and then later tend to social things.
I mean, I agree.
Whereas most liberals are like, fuck my parents. I love helping homeless
people. I agree.
People.
Bukowski said, like, you know, all you can do is really help the people in your life. Everything else is just religion and politics, you know?
But also, if I take care of my kids and that kid grows up, they're going to be way more adept to help other, to become political, to help other people.
So, one of my favorite books is Charles Dickens' Bleak House, right?
Okay.
And there's a character in it that I wish, like, I don't know, people could, were more aware of now because it's such an important thing. I forget her name. I'm bad with names, but she's this woman who has a bunch of kids and a husband, and all she cares about is helping out this country in Africa.
Yeah.
She's just obsessed. And because she's obsessed with it, she's been completely negligent to her entire family. The kids run around without food. They run around in rags, even though she's not even poor. The father's just depressed. Her household is complete chaos. And all she really cares is about this missionary work in this country in Africa. And that's all she sees. That's all she thinks about. And it's a perfect example of how one should not be closed off to the rest of the world, but one can, in their attempt to care about these abstract notions or these people that are not around you, can neglect the things in your own life. And that's what this woman who was rude to the Joe. Like, it's like, this is a person in front of you that you're yelling at.
Yeah.
And it's not even for people in Gaza. That's not really what it's for. It's for your own sense that I'm a better person than someone else, which is immoral. And that's honestly what a lot of this is. You know, when people say, I'm not going to vote for Biden, right? Because of Gaza, right? What those people are saying is that I care so much more than you about what Israel's doing that I've completely disconnected myself from reality. And I don't care that this will help Trump win. I know that's a reality, that if I don't vote for Biden,
I gotcha, that this will
help Trump win. I know that's a mathematical reality, but I'm so upset and so much more upset than you, I don't care about reality. And the fact that you care about reality just shows how less empathetic you are than me to the plight of Gazans, which is, of course, insane.
Well, it's also like I'm going to have something that I can, I'm going to have a token of how much I care, which will be me not voting.
To the point of, like...
delusion.
It makes no realistic sense. Trump is... blind, awful supporter of Israel.
Is he?
Yes. Well, Biden has tried in his own way to try to, like, get Netanyahu, pressure him to, like, end this war. So it's like...
I imagine Trump would just be like, we're not giving any money.
No.
Is that not true?
He'd blindly support Israel. He already has, yeah. No, Trump is... No, that's why a lot of dumb Jews are going to vote for Trump, because they're fucking idiots and they don't actually realize that Biden has actually, while not giving them carte blanche, has actually been one of the biggest supporters of Israel simply by going there during wartime, which has never happened.
Wait.
Biden.
Who? Biden went there during wartime? What do you mean?
Now, during wartime. He went. He visited Israel, which is something a president has never done, you know?
Wait, I thought people are not voting for him because he is a supporter.
It's both. That's the thing. That's the problem with being a centrist. So Biden is accused by the left of committing genocide.
Yeah.
Of killing children himself with his bare hands or whatever. You know?
Sniffing and then killing.
He's accused by Republicans of not giving Israel enough support because he's at least recently refused to give them bombs if they do a mass invasion of Rafah. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see.
Yeah. There was a protest. I think it was at UCLA. I think it's so emblematic of this country. It was pro-Israelis and pro-Palestinians, and they're both fighting with each other, and they're both chanting, fuck Joe Biden.
Whoa.
They were literally saying, fuck Joe Biden, for the exact opposite reason. And I wanted to be like, can't you both take a step back and realize how you've become the same?
Yeah.
Like, how can, if someone is hated for the exact
opposite thing
from both sides, clearly both sides have gone into an extreme position.
Yeah.
While the person hated, these days,
right?
It's a weird thing to say, but these days, the guy hated is probably the one doing, the guy who's not making anyone happy,
right,
is probably the one the most sensible.
Right, the guy who's not becoming like a celebrity figure for doing the most outlandish thing.
But like, I really do think, like, even if you don't like, this is kind of so political, whatever. Even if you don't, my special, whether you agree with my politics or not, watch it now, Brave. Even if you don't, and my special is not political in that sense. Everything I'm talking about is not in the special.
Okay.
Even if you, to me, it's very simple. Even if you hate Biden.
Yeah.
You should vote for him just because in 4 years, he will leave. And you can't say the same thing for Trump. That is the only issue.
Oh, because you think Trump is going to do a Putin.
What do you mean, I think? He thinks. He said it. That's the thing that's so crazy. Trump is literally like, I'm not going to leave. Trump is literally like, I'm not going to leave. Trump is like, and as you saw, I literally try not to leave. And people are like, he doesn't mean it. He's already done it. People are so insane.
I'm not going to vote for Trump, but I do assume that the powers that be will not let him stay forever.
I mean, that's not a risk you want to take.
No.
You know what I mean?
Because he is the power of
death. You can assume you're
going
to win in Russian roulette. That doesn't mean you should play, you know? Like, people are so, like, it is so funny to me that, like, that's the only issue, by the way. Like, nothing else matters. Like, you either support democracy or you don't.
Yeah.
And if you're not supporting the democracy, then you can't be considered. No other policy matters. That's just because democracy is actually a very fragile thing, which we've all completely taken for granted of.
Yeah.
And leftists, who are pretty much across the board morons, act like this isn't a democratic country, which is so insulting to people who actually live in non-democratic countries.
Yes, yes,
which is funny about leftists in general, that a lot of their views would be so insulting to the immigrants or the or foreigners that they think, like, the immigrants rushing to come to America, and the left is like, this is a horrible country. Meanwhile, people are trying to get in because it's the labor market. But anyway, but I'm just saying, like, you have to vote for Biden just simply because he will leave. Like, that's... nothing can happen without democracy. No other change can happen. And it's such an obvious thing, and people have completely, like, ignored that fact.
Nothing can change without democracy. Right, but I think people
like, if Trump refuses to leave and he stays,
I think people
can happen. That's not...
I think people don't think that he can do that. I think that's in the Constitution.
Well, that is a result of such a disconnection from reality, because he literally tried.
I know, but he failed.
Yeah, but Hitler failed the first time too. Like, he tried and he failed, and then he's becoming president again. He's going to try a lot harder next time. You know what I mean? Like, no, it's amazing how people, I think one of the greatest disappointments right now is how much people have taken for granted democracy.
Because you think that people are like, this isn't a democracy. We're not really in control of where the money goes and all of where the weapons are being bought, so therefore I'm not even going to vote because it's not a real
right
democracy.
Which is like a very extreme view of things, you know, because it's like, yeah, obviously there's corporate interests, and obviously the Democratic Party and the Republican Party are the two forces, but there's still a democracy in the sense that we don't have a fascist dictator who's been ruling over the country, you know, for over 4 years.
Yes.
Which is what would happen.
Well, we've never existed in that. I mean, if you talk to a Cuban person who came over from Cuba, they feel way different. I mean, they feel like...
I mean, they've all been completely warped by the media to think Biden is the one bringing on that fascism, which is hilarious.
Really? Cubans?
Yeah, Cubans vote for Trump for the most part.
Wow. Okay. Well, the one Cuban I know is like, this is... you guys don't know what you have, and I think that's it's impossible for us.
The Cuban and Florida have been completely manipulated to think that Biden is this socialistic guy who will bring them back to the communism they fled from, when it's actually Trump who's going to bring the, you know, fascist elements that define where they escape from, you know.
I do think that there is, because of who Trump is, there's a little bit of the dissociation that you can see, like, in the people losing their minds in social media, where it's like this, like, cumbersome, like, all of a sudden I'm going to bring the hammer down and just make this decision. Like, it's like, because he is a personality, I feel like doing these giant sweeping moves they don't influence him immediately, and he just does it, and it creates a crazy ripple effect. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, there is, nihilism is a big part of
nihilism is what it is. Yeah.
Which I think nihilism is really lazy and really pathetic. And
I think nihilism is a. Yes, I do think it's lazy and pathetic. I also think it's a effect of dissociation. And I think dissociation happens when, you know, your president is on Twitter all the time.
Yeah, I mean, he is a reality TV star, and people question how much he believes in his own bullshit. And I think he's created, basically, he's made America the reality TV show he's in.
Yeah.
So I think the nature of how much he believes his own lies is probably similar to that blur in which someone on a reality TV show is like following this character. I mean, I think Trump believes, I think a lot of comedians are probably like this.
Yeah.
I think Trump sees himself as a character he's creating, you know, and there's a blur between him, the real self, and him, the character. And, you know,
like when you can't figure out WWE because you know that the person goes home and they actually continue to wear those tights.
Right.
And they talk to their kid like, are you going to be strong?
And when you're a troll like that, you're not like, it's unclear. And I think he's infected everyone else with nihilism. I think, you know, a lot of the comedians who are popular are, you know, nihilistic too. And
I just want Sam Harris to be president. I just think he would be the best president.
He would be good.
He would be good, dude.
We need an autistic man.
We need an autistic man. We need somebody who is insanely practical that looks at... We need AI. We need an AI president.
No, he did I do think he's good. I like some of what he says, but...
Tell me what you don't like and I will refute it.
He had an interview with some military expert who said, like, the only thing Israel's done wrong was had bad PR. And I'm like, that's 100%. Not true.
But he's saying that about currently. He's not saying
about this war.
But not the occupation.
Yeah, but even this war, there's clearly things Israel has done usually wrong. I don't think it's genocide, because I believe in words having meaning.
Right.
They have committed war crimes. They blocked off water. They blocked off food, you know. They have committed war crimes. And they, you know, but that being said.
That's only if
I'm going to lose everyone. No one's going to watch my special now. This is terrible.
No. That's what the podcast is.
Yeah?
It's just brutal honesty.
But I feel like I'm essential, so I'm like Biden. I'm just going to
upset everyone. Nobody watches this anyway. It's not B and Ian. It's not a bunch of people. All right, fine. It's small right now.
All right.
And it's just for people who are mentally ill or depressed or wanting to kill themselves feel dissociative.
Yeah, I think democracy is something we've really taken for granted. And in terms of nihilism, I mean, like, there are real things that happen. Like, Trump might be... some sociopathic performance artists, but abortion rights have been taken away.
Yeah.
Children were ripped from their families during his immigration policy. Like, there, and people are like, well, Biden also has a heart, but not to that level where they're ripping away children from every family. So there are real things that are real damage being caused. And you can be as nihilistic as you want, but that damage is real. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the damage doesn't matter when you're that nihilistic. I mean, when you have when you don't have meaning in your own life, you just don't give a fuck what happens, and you just want to stir the turds so that you can feel something.
Of course. And now, especially now, I think we're living in this hyper 80s-like world where all that matters is success and no real values.
Yeah.
So every comedian you see only cares about getting big however they can, and if that's stoking flames, everyone's become a politician, you know what I mean? So you see comedians just literally without any values, just like doing whatever they can to get followers, you know? And there's no, it's like we've all collectively agreed if there are values that keep you from getting bigger, we should chuck those values away immediately.
Right. You think that has to do with the nihilism?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to the point where we don't even realize that, like, the idea... Like, someone brought up a good point that, I mean, that movie Furioso did, like, apparently very bad at the box office. And when you look at the history of movies, no one talks about movies based on how they, like, a lot of great movies did bad at the box office. Wizard of Oz was flopped, actually only got big in the 50s. Almost most Stanley Kubrick movies did not do well.
Yeah.
But we've become so instant gratification, success is all that matters, that the fact that Furioso flopped first weekend, everyone's just like, oh, this movie's a failure.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's not. First of all, movies have a long shelf life.
Yeah.
And a movie is a failure based on whether it's good or not, not how well it does. But we've almost completely forgotten to even include that aspect. It's like, it's just everyone just collect. I mean, it's a small thing, but everyone just collects. It's like, yep, Furioso flopped.
Yeah.
That's it. You know?
Totally.
Movies are dead. What about the movie itself? I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
You know, but like, what?
Is it sick?
Yeah, but what about the movie itself? Like, what? Like,
what
like,
is it? It's the Mad Max Fury Road. Oh, I'm very excited about that.
And like, it's the same thing with Matt Rife, who I think is actually a really good comedian. I'm kidding, but he
chops.
Yeah, so did Hitler. And Hitler did less crowd work. Yeah. All he did. Hitler was never like, what part of Berlin are you from?
He went
straight to his material.
Yeah.
But all Matt Rife does is go on shows and talk about how he's really successful. And then Jimmy Fallon's like, wow, you really sold out these places. He's like, I did sell out those places. And then Jimmy Fallon's like, and you went here and you sold out there. He's like, I did sell out there. And then comics go, can you believe Matt Rife sold out there and he sold out here?
That's what I feel about late night.
We're all
late
just execs. No, just comics too, though. Can you believe? We're all just suddenly execs just talking about numbers. No one ever mentions a joke.
Yeah.
Like, ever. We've been so far removed from the concept of jokes. That's not even a thing. It's just, you know, comics, you know, taking off their shirt and doing crowd work and buying each other cars and the cult of personality. We're so far removed from, like, actual jokes, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think the best... I think the best thing to ever happen in comedy is when somebody's like, dude, when you said that, like, I was thinking about this. I was talking to my friend and she was like, I was thinking about this thing. Oh, no, you had a joke where you said it. And I was like, that's all I want.
That's what matters.
Is for you to be like, what was the thing I was thinking of? It's so, and then it's.
I saw an article like a couple years ago. It was the only comedy article I'd seen that was actually, it just said like top 10, like comics bring up their favorite jokes by other comedians.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I remember reading and going, this should not be such a rare experience,
yeah.
But it is, in which I'm reading an article about comedy, which is about jokes.
Comedy, yeah.
Not about rape or transgender rights or Chappelle or politics, just about jokes. And we've been so far removed from that, you know, to the point where, like, it's not even mentioned.
But that's also because we're getting so many jokes fed to us through memes, through Twitter, I mean, everything is being put on paper and blasted out there. Any guy who has a construction job site where he's, you know, like the other night, right. I got up on stage and it was laundry day. So I have like really drab clothes on, but then I have like super lacy underwear on because it's like, hot. Thank you. But because I never wear it and it's laundry day. So, and I'm like, this is bizarre, right? And I'm on stage, and while I'm on stage, I go, have you guys already heard this? Like, has somebody already said this? And like, now we're completely out of the moment, and I'm searching through memes in my head to basically be like, is that a thing? Have I seen somewhere like when it be laundry day and you have only lacy, you know? And that sucks.
Right.
That's why I deleted Twitter. I was like, I can't be seeing this shit because it's gonna penetrate in a bad way, or I'm gonna, you know. And then it's you know, some girl in fucking, you know, Boston with giant eyelashes who just is like a little like, I'm an angry girl. And she tweets all these angry tweets. And I'm like, okay.
Well, all of Twitter is just snark. It's so annoying. It's all just girls who are like a six being snarky.
Yeah. I don't mind the cult of personality in the sense of like Louis or the way Robin Williams was such a personality, or Norm Macdonald, where it's like that's such a norm thing to say. I don't mind that. What I mind is the cult of personality and like in the blurring of, it's almost like the individual enterprise becomes this
commodity.
Like, yeah.
Well, I think every comedian at a certain point, if they get more successful, they have a choice between being an artist and being a personality. And a lot of comedians choose personality over the art.
Yeah.
And that's when you see them hosting, you know, fucking Price is Right or yeah. whatever. Or you see them like, not a dig at Drew Carey, but like, that's when you see them just becoming a personality as yeah. opposed to the actual material, the actual jokes. You know what I mean? Norm and Louis, they had personalities, but they were an extension of their material. And that was right. always the priority. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. Totally.
But like, when was it like, people aren't talking about, like, people talk about Norm jokes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, but now you look at the big, I don't want to name any names, whatever, but you look at a lot of the big comics now, except for a couple of them, jokes are not being talked about.
I mean, I can't quote one Rife joke. I can't quote one for many people that I know. I can quote one
Rife joke. Gay, bro. Gay.
That's good.
I knew it. That's my Matt, right?
Yeah. But yeah, I can't.
Laugh. Every comic now does like a crowd work question and that goes like they laugh and like yeah. walk backwards. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, it's like Matt Rife sounding black all the time. It's just, he's clearly just stealing from Indian comics who sound black all the time.
That's good. I think he might be a little bit of a wigger though.
Whoa.
I can say
it's
wigger.
African American.
I think he might authentically be like a poor.
It's got to be the
what
clip.
What about Theo Von?
Can we have that be the clip?
Yes. Theo Von is a personality. I can't quote one of his jokes. I've never seen one of his specials, but I love him as a comedian. What about that?
Well, he might not like you as much anymore.
He doesn't know me.
Oh.
But if you do know me, we should have kids together.
You love him as a what? Personality? I mean, personality is fine.
I watch what he says on podcasts. I think he has a funny way of moving his mouth. I think the way that his words exit his face is funny. I think that his whole demeanor is funny.
What if your dog just died during this? Don't, we just picked it up, but it's just dead.
I think about it all the time. I think about that all the time.
So, that would be the most viral podcast clip if I'm like, oh, Jordan, your dog is dead.
I would.
Like halfway through the podcast, you just picked him up. He's just like,
stop!
A heavy stuffed stop. Animal now in rigor mortis.
Stop. I would freak out. Do you know the amount of times I check her pulse at night?
Really?
Yeah.
Like a baby?
Yeah.
God, just have a baby. If you're checking a dog's pulse.
I just want to make
sure. If you're checking a dog's pulse at night, have a fucking baby.
I just don't want her to die. She is my baby. Look at her face. I do want a baby, but I have to, you know.
You know who you're gonna have, you know who you're gonna have a relationship with eventually.
Who?
Like all female diva crazy comics.
A black guy.
A fan / stalker, who worships you.
I'll date them.
You'll be in a relationship with them.
Who does that?
Whitney Cummings.
Really?
No, I'm joking.
Wait, I thought she's with her baby daddy. She's not.
Yeah, they are.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But he's like a fan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I mean, I've met my fans. They're
She's so cute. I want
cute.
This exact dog.
What I know,
what
right?
did I get her?
I got her from a rescue place when she was a tiny puppy.
So she's like cheap?
Yeah, free.
Free?
This dog is free, dude. Free dog.
Do they allow dogs in this apartment?
No.
But like, you don't care?
She's service.
Service. What fucking service does she do?
She makes me happy.
What service
do? She makes me happy in that day.
That's
no,
so
sometimes
funny.
I
want to have, like,
kill
a really
myself
small dog
and then
be like, well, that's emotional support. It's funny to have like a really small dog and be like, it's a service animal.
I know. I've thought about what I would say. I always say, I always think that if they asked what she did, I would say, I'm going to
lick your pussy.
She tells
you out?
She tells me that when I'm going to pass out because I faint so much.
Oh, she'll bark?
Yeah.
And then you'll...
I mean, I saw a monkey...
Won't you still faint?
I saw a monkey...
Won't you still faint
yes.
in that situation?
I saw a monkey in Texas, and I asked why they had a monkey in the restaurant. A monkey. A baby monkey.
In the restaurant?
In
oh,
the
like
restaurant.
A patron?
Yes.
Like, the restaurant didn't
yes.
have a monkey.
And then I was like, why do you have that monkey? And he was like, it's a seizure monkey. And I was like, what can you just explain? And he was like, if I have a seizure, it calls the cops. But then all night I was thinking, what does he possibly say to the cops? Like, what does he... He just... Wah! And they're like, oh, sorry.
Is that true?
Yes, dude. It's 100% true. Sorry. It was a monkey. Sorry.
Maybe they have it. Maybe they know. Like, maybe they have it down. Like, and they're like, oh, he's having, that's terrible.
It
that was more like a dolphin.
You know what I figured out the answer? It's if you hear a monkey, you go, oh, that's that guy's seizure
yeah,
monkey.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
seizure
like,
monkey, yeah.
You don't go, what? What were you saying?
Wow, they have a little monkey. What kind of monkey?
Little tiny monkey with a diaper on.
Diaper?
Diaper. And it was fucking around, playing with pens and stuff.
For a second, I was like, that's kind of demeaning. And
I know.
I'm like, I guess not. Because I guess without the diaper, be naked.
Yeah.
Which is also demeaning. You know how sometimes they're like I once saw like a lion like fuck this other lion. It'll look like unconsented.
Look
you know?
At the camera.
Oh, sorry. I haven't looked at the camera once. It looked like unconsented. My friend was like, that's a rape. And I'm like, it's not a rape. You can't say animals rape. Because
they don't rape.
If animals rape, then...
Michelle Wolf has a joke about this.
Really?
Yeah, where she's like, let's take rape out of the question.
If animals rape...
She was like, she talks about, like, how do you think your, you know, Labradoodle got created? Do you think that they fell in love?
Right, because if there's rape, then that means we're all just parading our naked animals around, naked in
yes,
the apartment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We all just have naked slaves. You know?
Yeah.
You can't have... If nudity's not a thing, you can't have rape. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right?
I agree.
I think you need that. You need to be able... It needs
also,
to be, it
then
needs
it
to
would
be demeaning to strip someone of their clothes
yeah.
for rape to be a factor.
And also... and also, clipping them would be genital mutilation, getting
yeah.
them snipped.
Yeah, if animals are raped, that means we castrate and then
capture,
parade. So if that was... If your cat was a human, it means we took a human, captured him, cut off his balls... and made him walk naked on all fours around the apartment all day. I mean, it's like human
yeah.
centipede shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Eat the food I give you. Yeah. Only one kind.
So if animals rape... Yeah.
out of a bowl. Yeah, out of a bowl.
So if animals rape, then we're all monsters.
Yeah, with yeah. a leash on.
That, so they can't
let me
rape.
Parade you
yeah,
around by
all,
your neck.
All animal sex is good. Because even that lion I saw got fucked, the lion did not want to get fucked, and she pushed him away.
Yeah.
But you could see her look. She didn't have a look like she was getting raped. She had a look like she was getting annoyed. You
she
know
had
what I mean?
A rape that she was getting mated with and was not
yeah,
prepared
but
for
it
that.
Wasn't like I'm being raped look. It was like,
dude,
oh, this
I
guy's
watch pigeon
like,
rape all the time. Yeah. Pigeon rape is crazy. They jump right on those bitches' backs.
Animals' reaction to unconsented sex is kind of like a guy just flirting with a woman at a bar. And she's like, ugh, get him away from me.
Yeah.
He was like fucking her. And she's like, ugh, I don't need this, you know?
Right. It's
she wasn't crying.
Yes. Animal rape is dance rape when you're at the bar and somebody starts grinding up on you and you
I
just
I don't
walk
think that.
Away.
I think just saying hello.
You think that's... What was I thinking about that was rape the other day?
Dance.
Oh,
like,
this
like
is
dance rape.
Rape
is
this is rape.
What?
How many times I get this a day?
Forcing
that's
a pound?
Rape. Forced pound is rape, dude. Forcing...
Better than a forced handshake.
Dude, forced handshake at least is like a colloquial ancient thing of being like, I'm not going to grab my sword and
uh-huh.
this is safe. This yeah. is like... Dude, when like... It's all the time. I'm sitting at the table talking to like four people and somebody just comes over and puts their fist right there and fist bumps every comic. And
you know
we
what
all...
it does? It's forcing you to appropriate black culture.
Well, that's usually a black person who's doing this.
But then you're forced to like, you're like, I'm not black. I shouldn't be doing the pound.
Right.
I'm
also,
white. I should be doing
hi.
The Hail
yeah.
Hitler or
yes.
whatever the
yes.
creed is.
Totally. Even this is better. Like even just being like, what's up? Anything that doesn't make me, but this touching thing is bizarre to me.
I mean, I think no one should ever touch each other ever.
Hugging's good.
Yeah. Hugging, I
well,
don't
it's
know.
It's cuz you're wet all the time.
Whenever I hug someone, I do this. I do the pat on the back.
Yeah.
Which shows that I'm not letting them in. You know,
the pat on the,
pat
back,
on the back
means
is
I
like,
wish I wasn't here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Pat on the back is like an escape. Like, please let this end.
Every time the person I date hugs me, he pats on the back like this.
Yeah,
and
that's
I'm
emotional.
Like, that's, a goodbye.
That's emotional unavailability.
Yeah, I'm like, that's a, you're tapping out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You're
yeah.
absolutely tapping out.
Look, I think you're talking a little too much during this podcast. Can't get a goddamn word in because of this fucking
Look
guy.
At these two. Chibi. That dog is good.
Very cute. It does look like a coyote,
right? The other puppies didn't look like her. They were spotted and dog looking, and she looked like a wild little beast.
Yeah, she looks like a wolf.
Yes,
so cool.
I think she's so cool.
Yeah, she is really cool.
She'll come to Des Moines. I'm not selling any tickets.
Funny Bone,
is that a bad one?
Funny Bone Des Moines. Yeah, it's not great. Wait, did we do it with Louis?
I think so.
We've done it.
Yeah, but that's with Louis. Every show
oh, yeah,
was amazing
yeah.
with Louis.
Now see, apparently he's doing comedy again, huh?
Yeah.
He's like Daniel Day-Lewis. He keeps on saying he's quitting comedy, and then he keeps on going back.
I know. I don't know why he says he's not doing it. I mean, there's a certain point where you just have three ideas that pop up, and you have to get on stage. There's no way. I can't even imagine what it would be like to say I'm never doing comedy again. It would either feel like taking a huge shit and having an orgasm and just all of a sudden being like, I'm going to live for myself, or it would feel like being putting myself into a small cage.
I
don't
really
know.
Feel like I could stop. I would have to do really? Something else, like filmmaking.
Yeah.
I would have to have something else artistically to focus on, yeah. which I am trying to pivot into.
Really?
Yeah, making a movie this summer. Raised yeah. 30. You donated quite a bit of money.
I did.
Yeah. You know, this is how shit I am. You donated like a decent amount, and I was just like, God, she must be doing well. Fucking bitch.
It wasn't that much. It was like $300 or something.
400.
That's 400?
A lot. More than any other comic.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Most comics did not donate.
Do you see how I live? This is why I have money. This apartment yeah. is...
But isn't that fucked up? Like, you were generous, and it just made me jealous.
You have a live-in girlfriend in a nice apartment and are making a movie, okay?
Yeah.
My life is falling apart every day.
Is it?
Yeah.
But that is you.
I know.
That is your stability. Are you with him now or no?
I don't know.
I guess it'll be a different answer by the time the podcast comes out.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Let's just assume you're back with him by the podcast being released. So how is it? How is it being back with him?
It has not been great.
Since you got back together?
Yeah.
In 3 weeks?
No, it hasn't been good this past 2 days.
I'm sorry. That sucks.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
It was good for a minute,
but
then
it
happened?
Let's talk about it. You have no boundaries. What happened?
He didn't give me a birthday present.
What?
I know.
Wait, when's your birthday?
May 28th.
I forgot your birthday? Oh, no, I wish you a happy birthday. Yeah. Because we both had well, let's get into this for a second. But he don't give you a birthday present?
No birthday present.
That's insane.
I know.
You know, have you seen Midsommar?
Yeah.
And Midsommar, the guy doesn't get her a birthday present. And I was like, and they're trying to show that he's like emotionally unavailable. And even when I watched it, I was like, that's a little unrealistic.
Yeah, yeah.
That, I mean, they're trying to have like a kind of emotionally unavailable guy. And I'm like, the fact that he forgot her birthday.
Are you saying birthday?
Yeah, that's how I say it. I have a lisp. That's how... Yeah, it's funny.
It's so cute. It's the cutest thing.
Kate loves it. She mocks me.
Can you try
face.
Saying it normal?
I can't. If I could try to say it normal, birth. I'd say it normal.
Say birth.
Birth.
Day.
Day.
So say it all together.
Birthday.
Good job. It's so cute.
Birthday. I don't know. But anyway.
It's so cute. Birthday.
No, it's so, because it's such a childlike line.
It's
and
a
then
childlike
it
word.
It just makes me sound so retarded.
It's your birthday?
I know.
It's so cute. Yeah, no, he didn't forget my birthday. He just didn't give me a present. But then I threw a fit. And the next day, he took me out for omakase.
That's fucked up. Because also, in Midsommar, and that guy's bad news, he kind of had an excuse because it's daylight the whole time, so it wasn't clear when the next day was. So... is essentially worse than the guy that she condemns to death. Oh, sorry.
Thank you. I saw that movie and I thought she shouldn't have condemned that dude to death. I would have dated him.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting ending. Great movie, though.
But yeah, he didn't get and a million things. And I asked if he wanted to go to Ireland with me, and he said he doesn't think we'll be dating when that happens.
Why can't you leave?
This is why
Alan's falling asleep. Break up with him for good, and you'll get some, like, Alan will keep his eyes open.
Yeah.
He doesn't watch this, does he?
Alan?
No.
He doesn't watch anything. I could be like, I just posted a video of me blowing a dude, and he'd be like, nice.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't watch anything.
Look, I've talked to him. He's a nice guy when I talk to him. Leave him. Leave him.
I know. I like him a lot, though. It makes me laugh very hard.
You know what your love potion is? Hmm. Just the scent of your father.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Just the scent of your dead father. That's your love potion 99.
I don't. The other thing is, I don't have the like gumption to go through a breakup. You know what I mean? Like the emotional. I'm so spread.
You go through it every week.
That's a good point. I'm just spread so thin right now that to just actually.
No, you look great. That was
bite him.
That's a joke from.
Dude, it is so.
You look great. That's a joke from 30 Rock. I mean, I'm, by the way, I've hit a rock bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
No.
No, I got sick, and then I went to the doctor and I had to weigh myself. It was 2 p.m., but I took off my shoes. And it's that moment when you weigh yourself and you haven't weighed yourself in a long time. It's like you're the last person to find out how you look to other people.
Yeah, it's so fucked up.
It was brutal. I'm actually being really healthy now. It was like a wake-up call. Good. I've let myself go. I'm like, I've gotten dangerously back to my old weight. You know?
Really?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
I can't even say it.
No, not
weight. I'll talk about pegging. I won't tell you the number. It wasn't even, it was just like not.
Do you get pegged now?
Maybe.
Oh my God, you're disgusting. You're
it was just
man.
Not, it just was not.
You like it?
Only on my birthday.
Oh my God.
It was just not, I just haven't had control. I don't know. The thing is, it's just, my body's just
is
like.
Is it fast food?
No. My, I don't eat like unhealthy like that.
Yeah.
Honestly, I do believe my metabolism sucks.
Mine too,
mine
too.
I don't eat.
Me and Caitlin have the same trainer, eat the exact same food, and she lost 35 pounds and I lost one.
You think she's on the big O?
No, I think we have different metabolisms. She's not.
No, she would never be.
She would tell us.
I don't know. You know what's happened? I'm joking. I don't. She definitely is not on it because she. I'm joking. But Ozempic has made me not trust anyone ever in my life again because I see people lose weight, and I'm like, do they use Ozempic? But they won't tell you. You know?
Ooh, who won't tell you?
I just, anytime someone loses weight now, you're like, was that Ozempic? Because you know what? If I used Ozempic, I wouldn't tell people.
I would tell people. I would talk about it on stage. I would have to.
Yeah, I guess I would too. Yeah, no.
Immediately. A homeless man would be like, can I have a dollar back? I'm on Ozempic. Is that
Caitlin
weird?
Caitlin works out like an hour and a half a day, you know?
I work out a lot, but it still is like, I just do have a different metabolism. I used
to
be really
said,
fat.
You two are my friends who, you both upset me in different ways. She represents complete change. Like complete transformation. And that upsets me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm not doing enough to change. And you represent complete stasis, just caught in the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
And that also saddens me because it represents people's inability to change. So you're both the two different extremes.
Well, what's ideal for you?
Somewhere in the middle, me.
Your ideal is microscopic change. So yours is a balance.
Like, I'm a centrist.
Like, sure, I might have a girlfriend, but I'm going to eat like a fat pig.
Well, no, I try to eat healthy. First of all, my girlfriend, she's Italian. It's like having an Italian mother. I'm becoming like a fat little Italian kid. It's fucking annoying.
She cooks?
Yeah, but she's been cooking. We've been cooking a lot healthier now. I'm going to lose this weight.
Chicken and fish.
I know. I've been eating very healthy. I'm going to lose this weight.
Pasta?
Yeah, yeah.
Cheese?
Should have never married a fucking wop.
Did you guys get married?
No. Okay,
are you engaged?
Or the guinea? No, they're both Italian.
Are you engaged?
No.
Okay.
It's not like a thing that you keep a secret. I feel like if it's a secret, it's not even real. I feel like the whole point of engagement is other people know, right?
Yeah. How'd you tell everybody? You didn't tell everybody when you got engaged.
No.
You look like Jewish Rami, kind of.
He looks like Adam Sandler.
No.
Yeah. Do the underbite and he'll look like Adam Sandler.
You are Jewish, right? Yeah, we always have these kind of small Jews working for you. Small Jewish guys working for you.
Are you Ashkenazi?
You always have these
young-looking
small Jews working for you. Yeah.
Are you talking about Jake and Harry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two is enough for me to create.
Two's
a
lot, yeah. Yeah.
Two is enough.
You're also a small Jew. You're a short Jew.
I'm actually not. Well, you know what the average height for men is? It actually made me really upset.
What is it?
5'9".
That's my height.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm 5'8", so I'm an inch below average. But women, who are the worst, have convinced everyone that, like, 6 feet is, like, the normal range because of their priority for tall guys.
Yeah.
And so now I feel like a fucking midget.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, Oompa Loompa, whatever the term is now.
Dwarf.
And dwarf, leprechaun, and
freak of nature.
Someone had some comic had a joke a long time ago. It was like, I think you referred to them as floor N words.
That's really good.
But anyway,
how much Prozac are you on?
40.
How's that going?
I don't know.
I got you on Prozac.
You did. It's been good. I mean, I'm a fat fuck. You look great, by the way. I was just joking. That's just a line from 30 Rock. She's like, I'm being stretched thin.
Who says it?
Tina Fey and then Jack. Not Jack. What's his name? Kenneth is like, well, not New York thin, but
that's good. 30 Rock is a great show.
It's a great show of all time.
It is.
It is a great show of all time.
Why is it so good? How did they do that?
Every line in it is like the greatest joke
is
of all time.
Did they have a million writers, or is it just because Tina Fey is a wizard?
Yeah, I think it's a perfect cast, and then just amazing writers, and then Tina Fey just like having a like tenth level work ethic.
Yeah.
But I mean, every line is just like just Tracy Morgan coming in. Sorry, I'm late. My alarm clock died in a cockfight last night.
Yeah. It's really good.
Well, and it's the perfect blend of character and jokes. It's like Naked Gun meets like Arrested Development or something.
Yeah, none of the plot matters. Wait, speaking of making, is your movie going to be funny or is it fucked up?
No, it's a thriller. About a
you're going to make a thriller? Isn't that hard?
Yeah, but
like suspenseful?
Yeah, but
like with jump scares?
It's a thriller, but more of a closer to human drama thriller. It's about a caretaker who, I told you what it is, right? Yeah. It's she suspects her patient may have committed a murder in the past, so it's like, you know, it's not like, it's a thriller, but it's fairly low key, you know.
And he has Alzheimer's?
Dementia, yeah.
Dementia?
Yeah.
So she's trying to drag it out of him?
Yeah.
So she goes deep into his past?
It's about Joe Biden committing genocide.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just... We're about an hour?
All right.
Okay.
My special. You can watch it now on YouTube. Brave.
Shot it at the VU again?
I shot the VU again. I tried to find a domain name in the domain to forward it if you don't want to write my name on YouTube. The only domain name makes me sound really mentally handicapped. But if you don't want to go on YouTube, you can just type in bravespecial.com.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And that will take you to the hour. Watch it now. It's out. Watch it. Share
what
it. Like
it.
What
day does it actually come out?
June 20th, 8 p.m. But that'll already have happened.
Are you going to do a release thing?
Yeah, I'll invite you over. We're gonna have a little thing at my place. Did you come last time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll order pizza.
Okay.
Oh, that's why I really talk to you. The birthday group text etiquette. Because you did a group text on your birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know, shut up. And I texted back immediately saying, I'm sorry I can't make it, I'm out of town. And then I did a group text and no one texted me anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I actually messaged you, go, are you going to make? I had to message people. I regret doing a group text, but I had to message you going, are you coming to my birthday? And you're like, oh, I have a podcast. Well, that's not fair. I followed the etiquette.
I canceled mine.
But I followed the etiquette. Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because one of my friends commented in the group text, Geminis, and then I canceled it.
Why?
I don't know. I just got depressed at the word Geminis. Just made me realize I didn't want to see anybody.
Huh. Could be so some just further examination to that.
No, I just sent a group text and then somebody was like, Geminis. And then I realized that I didn't want to be around a group of people that didn't talk to anybody. I wanted to be alone.
So someone just being like, yeah. So then you just texted and cancel?
I said, actually, I'm not going to do this. My friend's in town. And then me and my friend just went to the dog park.
That's smart.
Yeah.
I had a nice thing, though. It was a nice
turnout. It nice?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I'm sick of being scared of the turnout and seeing if I have to hurt
it's
my
awful.
Own feelings. I'm
it's
not
awful.
Doing it. It's my birthday. It's not my day to see if I'm loved.
Well, so I had a joint birthday hang, me and Kate, because her birthday is June 2nd.
Yeah.
And I have a twin sister. I guess deep down, I want to fuck her.
Yeah.
But like, we had the park hang, and she invited people, and I invited people. But it got brought up that my text was not mentioning her at all. It just said,
yeah,
it's my birthday. I turned 40. Come out. And then when they got there, they realized that wasn't even my birthday. My birthday was the next day. It was Kate's birthday. And
yeah.
Kate was like, well, why don't you just tell them it was both of ours? And I had to think about why. And I was like, because I'm worried no one's going to show up. So I felt like if I just made it my birthday, it have people have more responsibility.
Yeah.
Like if I said Kate was also bringing people were like, well, then I don't have to show up.
That's the truth.
So I basically, in my view, I think people only come at it. Pity.
Yeah.
What you're saying is correct.
That's here. Correct. Yeah.
So like that's
especially Sheep's Meadow. I mean, that's the hardest thing to get to in the world. That what a nightmare place.
That's the most like narcissistic thing ever. Just like it's hard for everyone.
Everybody.
Sheep's Meadow?
That's so far away from where
we all live in Brooklyn.
Do you remember doing shows there and you had to navigate to get there?
For people in Brooklyn, you're my only Brooklyn friend.
Really?
Yeah, I don't fuck with people in Brooklyn.
Why not?
Defund the police. I can't stand by it.
I don't want to defund them. I want to have fun
with
them.
You shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be in Brooklyn. You should come to Astoria.
I hate Astoria.
Astoria is where all the centrists live.
Astoria is full of, it is suburban. It's McDonald's.
Awesome. We all just watch Bill Maher.
Really?
And listen to Sam Harris.
I do like Bill Maher.
And complain about crime,
Well, I like it here where it says, you know, there's free Gaza on the thing outside there, and then somebody keeps painting over, and then they rewrite free Gaza. Right. I like seeing what's going on with the people. I like the giant, Black Lives Matter, and then the same person who write it walking on a black man's dead body, I like all of it, the hypocrisy.
Black Lives Matter. They do.
Black Lives Matter is the funniest. It will go down in history as the funniest.
Because, what do you say to that?
Oh, my God, it's hilarious.
You can't be like, yeah. I mean,
it's like having it be, black people deserve to live. It's like, what? Yeah. What were we saying, It should have just been, I don't know, reparations now or something
like that.
Well,
it's also like, Black Lives Matter, and therefore we should abolish the police. And you're like, well, I don't know about that. Well, then I guess you don't think Black Lives Matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's such a scary, broad thing. Black Lives Matter. When I saw it in Windows, I remember being like, I don't know. I remember being like, this would be offensive to me if I was black. If it was just like a white person's nice house with a little black sign that says Black Lives Matter. If I was like a black kid walking by, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Well, I think the reason a lot of young people don't like condemn Hamas ever is because
they're retarded.
They're only everyone's self-serving. And I feel like for them, they have to condemn who they think is the white person.
Yes.
Because that's the only way they can expiate their white guilt. And they ignore the fact. And this is really, we got to go. But a huge issue is this idea that only white people are evil, which is the stupidest thing in the world. And it gets to the point, India has one of the worst, most awful hierarchies of any place. Yeah. Just compared to fucking America?
Yeah.
Like where you're not, they're called untouchables.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to touch the poor people. Uh-huh. It is the most evil hierarchy, and people say nothing.
Yeah.
And every country where women can't fucking be out of, the fact that women are draped in a body bag while
walking. No, I mean, I've gotten so much flack for online being like, I inherently think that a religion that says that women must live with a bag over their head is something that is not,
I mean, definitely the idea of that should be insane to people. Like women are in bags.
Yeah,
and
you can't
not
say
cold
that,
countries. It's not even
say
like
that
Alaska.
There needs to be reform. You can't say, I think that Islam needs to be reformed. People are like, oh my God.
I won't go that far. A lot of practicing Muslims who don't believe in women should have bags over their head.
It doesn't matter. Well, the Christianity and Judaism has undergone so many years where they have reformed over time.
Oh, yeah, reform. Yeah, yeah.
What did I say?
Oh, I thought you were saying Islam can't be reformed.
No, I'm saying it needs to be
reformed. Oh, yeah, of course.
But you can't even say that. And people,
the body bag over the woman's body is insane. Just try imagining that life.
But people say we're being racist because that's how they want to live. And we're being like, no, my Western values trump your desires. And I'm like, nobody desires not having sun hit their skin with wind.
You know what? Being in a relationship and walking around and seeing girls in scantily clad outfits, I do get it would be easier for me if every woman was in a full body outfit. For my own personal relationship,
But for them,
it's not great.
Yeah.
No, I think it's fucked up.
The more titties that are out, aren't you getting a little desensitized to it? Like, I see so many titties out that I'm like, I just know what you look like naked, and now we're all walking around naked, and now all bets are off.
That's just really? Such a woman
really
thing to ever say.
So any titties that are out, you're just losing your mind?
Desensitized and titties in the same sentence?
Desensitized damn titties. Okay, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me. Brave. Wait, that's it? Okay. Such an abrupt ending.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.